Wilfrid Laurier University is apologizing about a communication from September 29 about vaccine requirements that may have caused some confusion. Laurier says the Friday deadline to submit those requirements only applies to students who physically attend campus. Those who do attend campus, and have not been fully vaccinated or submitted a valid exemption by the end of the week, could face consequences including being deregistered from in-person courses this fall. Laurier is planning to return to normal in-person operations in the winter term, so any students who are attending one of the university's campuses will need to be fully vaccinated by the first day of classes. The following key points were listed by the university in the updated message on Monday. Only students who are attending Laurier locations in person in the fall term need to be vaccinated or have a valid exemption by October 8, according to the mandatory vaccination policy. The university is not requiring students learning remotely and who are not on a campus to be vaccinated in the fall term. They will still have access to remote and online programming. Consequences are only for those attending a Laurier location in person in fall term who don't comply with the policy. If you haven't uploaded your status or haven't met the policy requirements to attend a Laurier location in person in fall term, you will receive a follow-up communication to confirm your situation. Even if you are completely remote for fall, we are asking you to upload your current vaccination status via SafeHoc to help us meet our reporting requirements to the Ministry of Colleges and Universities. You will not face any consequences for not uploading your status if you aren't doing anything in person. We're just asking for your assistance for our reporting. The university is planning to resume normal in-person operations in winter term, and students who are attending Laurier's campuses or locations in person will be required to be fully vaccinated by the first day of classes.